Oh yeah, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of the sports show that's better, louder. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. Oh yeah, I am Sean Rocks, superhero known as the Metal Man, sports guru, a walkin' talkin' hard rockin' sports encyclopedia, and 1974 state free throw champion. Welcome to another edition. Let's start with the local love, like we usually do, as for high school football in Butte, Montana, as we know it, has ended. As the Bulldogs got smoked 42-6. And Central did even better, 52-6. Whitefish smoking the Maroons to, I believe, end their season. And CMR ends Butte High season. Both teams looking forward to next year as their kids are a year older and a year better and look forward to a deeper run in the playoffs next year for the Bulldogs and the Maroons. Now let's go up the hill. Park Street, Montana Tech, as our undefeated Ore Diggers keep rolling along as they smoked Rocky Saturday to keep their unblemished record unblemished. They are ranked number 5 in the country, number 1 according to the coaches' poll, and moving up. I believe they got one more road game, one more home game, and then it's playoff time as the Montana Tech Ore Diggers look to bring a national title to the greatest city in the whole wide world. Beautiful Butte, Montana. Go Diggers! All right, let's move to the national scene as the World Series wrapped up Saturday night in epic fashion. This World Series was epic for sure. An 18-inning crazy game last week. Longest World Series game ever. And then Saturday night, they went to extra innings to decide it. And the Dodgers come up on top as the highest payroll in baseball, once again, wins the title for the second year in a row and sends Toronto back to Canada looking towards next year. It was a great World Series. That's the way baseball's played, people. And Shohei Ohtani did his thing, and Yamamoto did his thing. The 18-inning game was just epic up until 1 in the morning, hoping it'll go 20 innings. That was me. I was hoping. But, yeah, congratulations to the Dodgers. And baseball season is now in the books. Let's head to the NFL real quick as my beloved Washington Commanders have really laid an egg this year. It reminds me of the RG3 season years ago when we had such a magical run and then he got hurt and it was over that fast. I even mentioned it last year and in the offseason that I sure hope that last season wasn't a mirage and that we can keep the run going and Jaden Daniels is for real, but this guy, he's been hurt twice already, and then last night, the gruesome elbow injury that's probably going to end his season and just brings us Redskin fans to back to RG3 season and what was happened afterwards. It was horrible. And it looks like it's happening all over again. Commanders in a tough situation. Let's go elsewhere as the Ravens get off the snide and look for a playoff run with Jackson back at quarterback. The Broncos beat the Texans, the Niners over the Giants, the Colts finally coming back down to earth as Aaron Rodgers beats them in Pittsburgh. The Pack get upset in a big way at home against Carolina. It was the Lions getting upset by the Vikings, the Chargers over the Titans. Falcons, kicker misses an extra point, loses a game. It was the Bears scoring a touchdown with 17 seconds left, winning me the money and beating the Bengals. And the Jags, 1 point over the Raiders. Rams and the Bills beat Patrick Mahomeboy. The Bills can beat the Mahomeboy in the regular season, but when it comes playoff time, it's a little tougher. All right. It's beautiful outside, so I suggest y'all go outside and play. And if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the Metal Man, Sean Rocks. Till next week, peace, love, rock and roll.